Welcome back. You're tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM. That's the name of the radio station. And the name of the show is Word of Mouth for this Friday, February the 5th. My name is Susie Alvarez. And there's more people in the studio. As we speak, everybody's arriving. So tonight we have a packed show for you. We're going to have headlines, of course. And then our first feature comes to us, thanks in part to No One Is Illegal Radio, who will be here in about 15 minutes to share with us an insightful in-studio interview. The focus of tonight's show is queer migrant issues. As No One Is Illegal advocate and member, Leonardo Zúñiga will be joining us in the studio to speak about his very own and very recent legal victory, as well as current challenges and ongoing work in defense of the rights of migrant queer communities in the city. And then at 6:30 p.m., we're going to turn the mic over to OCAP Radio, and host Kelly Burgess and Kelly Bentley will take the mic and bring to you the latest on the struggle for justice and against poverty in this province and this not-so-fair city. But before we do that, let's get to the headlines. And this come to us thanks in part to Democracy Now!, alternative news sources, and Kristen, who has been one of our headline researchers for a while now. So thanks so much, Kristen. So we begin in Iraq, where Shiite pilgrims have been targeted in a deadly bombing for the third time this week. Earlier today, at least 27 people were killed and another 75 wounded in a double car bombing in the Iraqi holy city of Karbala. Thousands of Shiite pilgrims have made their way to Karbala to observe the Festival of Arabia. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair has confirmed U.S. forces are authorized to kill U.S. citizens abroad. Speaking before the House Intelligence Committee, Blair acknowledged President Obama is continuing a Bush-era policy authorizing the killing of U.S. citizens if they're considered a terrorist threat to the United States. In response, Salon.com blogger Glenn Greenwald wrote the assassination policy gives President Obama, quote, the power to impose death sentences on his own citizens without any charges or trial, unquote. And in Haiti, 10 U.S. missionaries have been charged with child kidnapping following their arrest for trying to leave the country with a busload of children. Some of the children reportedly had parents who survived the January 12th earthquake. The missionaries say they were only trying to rescue abandoned and traumatized children. Their attorney has faulted the group leader, who is said to have deliberately avoided seeking Haitian government permission. There has been speculation the missionaries will face trial in the United States because of the earthquake's toll on the Haiti court system. And we shall see if they do get indeed what they deserve. The former Honduran president Manuel Zelaya held his first news conference Thursday since beginning exile in the Dominican Republic last week. Zelaya left Honduras the same day as his successor, President Porfirio Lobo, took office. Zelaya's supporters had boycotted Lobo's election in protest of the coup regime that overthrew Zelaya. The Honduran Congress has granted Zelaya political amnesty, but he still faces criminal charges if he returns home. On Thursday, Zelaya said it's his accusers who should be put on trial. Quote, those who want to put me on trial are my adversaries. They are not judges, those who have not wanted to start a legal process. Lift one finger against murderers, criminals, those who torture Hondurans and who continue torturing them and myself, who was attacked at a diplomatic venue. They can't judge anybody. Unquote. And the Obama administration has reached an agreement with Romanian government officials to base missile interceptors on Romanian soil. The deal revives the Bush administration's so-called missile defense system that was originally intended for Poland and the Czech Republic. The Obama White House had said last year it will replace the system in favor of a naval-based missile system. And CBC reports that the head of the largest climate change study ever undertaken in Canada says the Arctic sea ice is thinning faster than expected. Quote, it's happening much faster than our most pessimistic projections, unquote, said University of Manitoba professor David Barber, the lead investigator of the Circumpolar Flaw Lead study. Flaw lid is the term for open water between pack ice and coastal ice. The researchers also found pollutants in the sea ice. Barber said it's now up to governments to find solutions for climate change. And in Vancouver, activists are gearing up for protest against this month's Olympic Games. The Olympics Resistance Network has organized a people summit to coincide with the Games opening ceremonies to be held next week. Harsha Walia of the Olympics Resistance Network said the Games are undermining Indigenous rights and social services. Walia stated, quote, we see that the Games have been overrun with a budget of over $7 billion. Indigenous lands continue to be exploited and stolen with ski resort development all across British Columbia. We have also witnessed increasing poverty and criminalization of the poor in the downtown east side of Vancouver. Massive cutbacks in public spending and an increasing budget for policing and militarization here in Vancouver. We have $1 billion that are being sunk into a military police state in the lead up to the Olympics, unquote. And our last headline, it's local and I guess national. Today, NDP leader Jack Layton announced that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, but vows to fight the disease and win. He will also continue to lead the NDP as he deals with this medical and personal matter. This announcement follows hard on yesterday's sad news that Julius Deutsch passed away at the age of 56 after a long battle with cancer. A passionate New Democrat for the last decade, Julius was the executive assistant of the Toronto and York Region Labour Council. As a campaigner, a tactician, and a champion of social and economic justice, he made an unparalleled contribution to our city, and he will be missed. And that concludes our headlines for tonight. We're going to go to a quick musical break, and we'll be back in the studio. It will be No One Is Illegal Radio, so keep it locked. This is 88.1 FM.